You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell.
Welcome back to another episode of Trap Door to Hell. I'm your host, Travis Gunderson, as always. This week we got a very special episode coming back from the first reboot episode. Donnie's back and Hardy's back as well. How are both of you guys doing today? It is Friday, April 15th. When we're recording this, you guys will be listening at a later date. So hope everybody had a happy Easter. But how you fellas doing?
I'm doing great, man.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good. It's good to hear from both of you guys at the same time. I love that.
It's been a while.
Donnie, it's been a while, man. Donnie, just a forewarning, this we've been posting on YouTube, so this will be on YouTube. Hopefully they don't take this video down, because I know you're going to get into some nice topics today, buddy.
I don't care who sees it.
Yes.
Really quick though, off the top, I want to address some more, you know, of this curveballs and chair shots, Tyler, trapdoor to hell thing. Today there was mentioned in a group chat that they might want to do a case race, off of the Barstool Yak, doing a case race against me and a partner of my choosing for the custody of Tyler. I told
What's
them
a case race.
Case race is 21st duo to drink 24 beers.
Oh, they're going down.
Yeah, there's no shot in hell that we lose, but you know that was on the table, so we could possibly look forward to that in the future. But there was also supposed to be a cook-off, a basketball game, all kinds of stuff.
You should go against all three of them. Fuck it.
The problem is that I like. Even at that, right, 24 beers in a race is hard.
You think they could drink 12 beers?
I think a cup. Well, they don't have to. If it's against three of them, if against Tyler,
yeah,
Dominic, and Cheese,
combined.
then they only have to drink eight each.
Four.
Well,
I don't even think they could drink 12.
Well, one, they can't drink as much as you can, and two, they can't even cook.
Amen.
So you got two strikes against them.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's going on. Also, I want to give a congratulations, because by the time people are listening to this, Donnie will officially be a clamper. Welcome. Welcome, brother. You got your doings tomorrow as of the recording. He's stayed here with us on Friday so he could do this. I appreciate it, because last week we had confusing schedule shit. But I hope everybody enjoyed the old school episode. I posted actually one of Donnie's favorites. I reposted the Mr. Schottenfield episode where I'm just talking about all those stories.
Oh my God. I remember the first time I was listening to that, and you're explaining the story about about how you got your remote control, like tech deck, taken away from your sub.
Yeah.
And the way that you put it back on while it was in his drawer, and it was just banging around inside his drawer.
Very
you know
funny.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Very funny story.
I was on the San Mateo Bridge coming back from work. I think I was crying laughing just hearing those stories.
Yeah.
There
was a lot of them. So it was really fun. You know, I'll do that if, you know, there's ever a time where I don't, I'll at least share a good one from the past that I want to bring back up. But, unless there's anything, is there anything else you guys want to address off the top before we let fucking Donnie basically take us on a ride here?
Nah.
Oh, you want me to start?
Well, buckle up my seatbelt.
So Donnie has talked to us in the past, and I know last time we came on, and the first time he came on, he's kind of iffy, but that wasn't the real subjects that he wanted to talk about. What he's got a lot to say about is, and correct me if I'm not paraphrasing this right, is Hollywood elites and their child trafficking ring.
It's deeper than that.
It's a lot deeper than that. I think what they do is they're sick. I think they're sick people, and what they do is they traffic people, or not people, kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they do is they harvest their blood. In my opinion, I don't really have I just watch things on YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever you want to call it, and like it just makes sense because youthful blood with adrenaline is like a high like no other to these elites, and that's what keeps them young too. Have you ever seen like a picture of like Tom Cruise, J-Lo, or like anyone that's aging right now, that's they look like they're 35. Like, for example, Tom Cruise right now, you put him up against someone who's been in the original Top Gun movie. They're the same age. But next to each other, Tom Cruise looks like that guy in Top Gun. He looks like he's half his age. And don't tell me it's veggies and vitamins and good sleep. I don't believe that for a second. I mean, you could call it like makeup, graphics, yada, yada, yada. But this was like an actual, just a regular photo. And if the blood, like from kids with adrenaline in it, keeps them youthful. And that's what I think.
Can I please add on to that, Donnie? So on Joe Rogan today, they were actually speaking about scientists did a test on rats. Where they gave rats young blood. Yeah. They gave rats young rat blood, and the rats actually got younger, and vice versa. They gave them old rat blood, and the rats got older. I just wanted to add that in there.
Yeah. Look at photos like J-Lo and, you know, Beyonce. They're pushing 50. Like J-Lo's pushing 55 and she looks 35. No. Good diet and sleep and pharmaceuticals. I don't buy it. It's not that. It's some shit like this.
Is it legal to do that with the kids and stuff? Or are they doing what? How does that work? Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
it's child trafficking. Disgusting.
Why do you think? Yes. I mean, child trafficking is, why do you think that's such been like a hush hush for the last 3 years?
Here's this one. Look at this one here over here on the right. 1999 J-Lo, 2009 J-Lo, 2019 J-Lo. She's getting hotter,
bro. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yep.
She's getting hotter.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So do you think they're taking like poor children and doing this? Or how do you think
this is happening? I watched this documentary on Amazon Prime. It's called Traffics. And it's based in Texas. It's kind of like one of those second-rate movies. It's not really very good production, low budget, and it kind of gives you a glimpse of where they get kids. CPS is involved. It's a whole system. They got it down, bro. They got it down, dog. Like CPS is behind that shit and all that stuff.
That's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt it. They're fucking evil motherfuckers.
So I would like to know, like, where do you think the pyramid stops, right? Because there's got to be a flow, right, from the lowly level.
Who's the boss?
Yeah, like, well, you don't have to tell me, like, one singular guy, but where do you think it stops? Where does it roll through? Because you're explaining, like, CPS and levels of government that are coordinating ways to get children trafficked, right? Through
That's a bad word.
What?
It's just so gross, trafficking kids.
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
Gives me chills, bro.
I mean, that's why we got Donald on the case to get to the bottom of this.
No,
Detective Donald.
Yeah. So where do you think? Why don't you start at the bottom of what the pyramid? From what you've read, because you truly believe in this. So from what you understand, where do you think the bottom leads, and then just work your way up, kind of.
Okay, so low level is like news stations, Instagram, and social media. They like to wash information, so you don't really see that kind of stuff. And then there's politicians. There's politicians that control on how, especially when parents and CPS, you know, when they move. I think that, you know, if a kid doesn't have, especially like the Haiti thing with the Hillary Clinton Foundation, remember that?
What about that?
Explain it to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I know that there was tons of organizations really, that helped out in Haiti, but what are you going at?
A lot of kids got abducted from there and they don't know where any of them went. None of their families, the Clintons, the people who run it, the low-level people.
They blamed it on the earthquake.
And on the earthquake, and they just all died.
Oh, fuck. What? That's fucked.
What? It wasn't even that bad of an earthquake.
Well, I mean,
it was a terrible earthquake.
I'm say it wasn't that bad of an earthquake.
I'm just saying, like, thousands of kids just disappear. And then that happens on U.S. soil all the time, and in the Asian countries, and in the South African, and the African countries, and the South American countries. So
one of the things I can speak to, and I want you to address this from a point of view that you would. So when you started bringing this shit up, my thing is Donnie's gonna come on and talk about this. Let me get a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of base knowledge on what, you know, people think or what they're, if you're saying that the Child Protective Services are involved and the government's involved, then this is all fake, you know, but from what they gather is that there's millions of kids of, what's the number, Donnie? You know the number. What's the number that they say each year kids abducted?
Millions. I don't know the exact number. Okay.
You had put it out in the text exactly what it was, because I went to Google it and it came right up. But so then in my research, going through different websites and not going on Google, like DuckDuckGo and different search engines that don't filter results as much, what I found is that it's a miscontention. Yeah, I think that's the word I'm looking for. Because that, yes, there is that many children abducted each year, and they can only pull this from governments that like real governments, like third world countries can't do this. So like the Haiti thing and stuff like that, where they have real shaky governments, of course anything can happen because they're not really keeping a tally on these. But the ones that keep a strong tally, like the Europe's, Russia's, China's, America's, Canada, things like that, they report that I think it's 99.28% of these happen in a grouping that they consider family abductions that only happen by families, and then upon the rest of the percentage, of the 100%, 99.28 or something like that are abducted by family, and then by the other percentage, only 98 or 96% of those numbers go unsolved. So I feel like it'd have to be a super small ring, because that doesn't leave much left on the plate if you look at it numbers-wise. But I just kind of want you to bounce that off and from your point of view.
I mean,
that was a lot of information.
The numbers are... I mean, yeah, I mean...
Sorry.
They can fudge the numbers. They can fudge the numbers however they want. Whoever's in charge of that shit. So...
So my thing is, like, it just goes, you say it goes really deep, and it's just, it's hard for me to wrap my head around around how many people would have to be singularly involved to butch numbers as such. And like I said, if the explanation is that, like, these children are only coming from third world countries and stuff, I got no rebuttal to that, because there is none. There's nothing you can base off of that. There's no there's not even fudge numbers, you know? So what would you say, like, that it must go really deep then if all of that stuff can be, you know, just kind of changed.
I saw this like video on Instagram of like maybe like a year and a half ago of like, this is like a woke conspiracy account that got like banned like a long time ago, and like it was a leaked video of someone that's like a senator somewhere, and he was like actively with a child, like burning the kid with like boiling hot water, and then like it was very blurry, and like the child, it was like something, the location was kind of like Epstein Island related, kind of like that. So they were just, he was burning the child with boiling water and like getting him to scream. And what happened was, from what I imagine, they got his adrenaline up. The kid was going through some shit. And who knows what happened to that kid after that, because the video is only like 10 seconds.
Fuck.
That's That's rough. If you've seen that, like, that's terrible. So
the person who posted the person who posted that was like, yeah, that's the voice of such and such senator, and like they did like a side by side of someone speaking
of like one of his speeches in that video.
He was boiling a kid. Boiling a kid like one of those glass showers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like mocking the kid, you know what I mean? It's like, what? Huh?
I have experience with trafficking.
What's your experience with trafficking, Hardy?
So, when COVID first started, we were working at Pier 70, we're doing construction, and two of us went over to this little tiny sandwich spot. It's fucking dirty as shit. Gross as fuck. Looked like nobody's ever been in there. They haven't dust on the candy bars, everything. We walk in there and this fucking guy, he's like, I know what you want. Fucking old Chinese guy or whatever fucking was, missing teeth or whatever, pulls us to the back and there's these fucking, none of them are over 16, I guarantee.
Oh,
yeah. Fucking none. And he's like, what do you want?
Yeah.
And it took everything in our fucking power not to fucking kill that motherfucker right there.
Yeah,
but it was so fucking.
Well,
gross.
I also
it was so disgusting.
That's also another thing in itself, because that does
trafficking.
That's trafficking in itself, which is I think a completely different. I mean, although it's the same subject, I think it's completely different from what Donnie's saying, because that's done sometimes. Because these
voluntarily because they want to get out of their dirty country.
Well, they live in China. They're poor. They don't have money. So they go, oh, well, we can give you our daughter to go and she'll just work off. She'll just work off her debt. You guys will get her in the country.
So
she'll marry a white
man.
And then whatever. And then we'll have this money to like grow ourselves in China and not be dirt poor. And I've heard about these stories happening before, but what ends up happening is as soon as you get over, and this may be from a movie actually, I think I've seen a few movies based on it, but when they send them over is that they just are sex workers, and they work as sex workers until their debt is paid off, which basically their debt's paid off when they're no longer attractive to a demographic. And then they're set about that.
Like their debt's paid off, and like they're given a number of how many like old men they gotta sleep with. That number starts to climb as you get closer to it.
Yeah, of course.
It's fucked,
yeah.
Bro. So it's an unreachable number because they're just trapped. So that movie Trafficked, I think it's on.
Was it a documentary or a movie?
It's like a documentary movie. Let me see.
He said Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon. That's where I watched that first.
I want to hear about the elites, fucking like the Pizzagate shit, and like I want to be informed about that kind of shit.
I wish I had like more information other than just like what I've just seen online.
So
it's out there, yeah.
So what I wanted to ask you, I want to go back to your thing, because one of the things you bring up is getting the adrenaline up and them using that to keep themselves young, right? So. When you're doing that, because what I think, if there's a true ring, I think it's more for sexual pleasures and sadistic pleasures more than it's for that. So I want a little. Why do you think that more than sexual or sadistic things that they're getting, tortured and whatnot?
And why was that senator recording himself?
I don't think he was recording himself. I think he was being recorded.
People who love abuse and things like that can't always get it right. Like we're all dudes.
I guess we just don't understand it.
We be loving to fuck, right? So like if you can get it, well, to them it's set like if they're addicted to abuse and that's what gets them off. Like a serial, I've watched tons of serial killer documentaries, so I know all about this. It sends off the same receptor when they're dealing out pain as it does for us fucking, right? But the problem is that they can't just pick up a hooker and fuck her and get that shit out, right? They got to kill somebody.
They can do the same thing.
But they can't do that all the time. So like having a recording
by a kid.
Yeah, gives you the power to revisit that. It usually doesn't. It usually holds them off to the next kill. That's one of the things that the BTK killer talked about, was that so when he would murder, so BTK, bind, torture, and kill. So he would get in there. He'd fucking bound everybody up, torture them the fucking, like, the first kill was a whole family. And then it was women and this and that. But he would do that, and then he would take his momentums from them, and that momentum give him that memory rush. But he can only use that for so long till the urge grows so strong that he had to come back and get somebody else. But then also, too, he took like a 30-year break. So it was very weird.
Fuck.
BTK is a super interesting. If you can read about him, it's super interesting.
I've watched that.
I know about him. I've seen everything about him.
Yeah.
I know he was like a meter checker.
Back to the elites, it's because they have these urges to fuck all the time, like we're talking about now, to fuck all the time and get their nut off, really, right? So these elites, like, they have a ton of money. So if they can't fuck someone or something normal, they're just going to buy it, and that's just how it's going to be. You know what I mean? They're going to deal out pain. Nothing's normal in their lives because they're rich and they can buy their way out of shit anyways. You know what I mean?
Oh, that was the end of your thought. Sorry about that.
Don't have to be young.
So I think that's true. I definitely think that's true. But what makes you think that it comes down to them trying to get adrenaline? Because it's adrenochrome is what you're talking about, right? The adrenochrome?
Yeah.
From the blood?
Yeah, so just from what I've seen, it's like for young kids' blood with adrenaline from the adrenaline gland, what it does is when it's in like an older person's system, it rejuvenates them at such a rate that it keeps them actually younger far longer.
So what you're saying is that it's not all this. It's partial this. It's partial the sexual deviancy. It's partial just the distortion of reality and the need to physically abuse.
100% psychoticness, yes.
Okay, all right. The
Joe Biden needs some of that then. Well, old as fuck.
So that's interesting too, because I also read online that they had so what in my head what I think is truly going on when I examined what you gave me and then what I went and searched for my own.
Well, who gave you
what Donnie's told me, and he sent me articles that I've read through and videos that I've watched, so I can prepare to come talk on this. I read a ton, and I don't like to read, but when I'm interested in a subject and I want to have a good conversation about it, I want to be educated, right? I talk about this when I do points and doinks. Like, I dig into the NFL stats because I just fucking, I don't want to be missing something or anything. So
you just don't like being wrong.
I hate being wrong. It's one of the things I hate the most.
God, I'm wrong all the fucking time. I could be wrong on this.
So what I think is happening from the information and stuff like that is I think there could be a small percentage of that. But from what I read was back in the 1950s, 1960s, was that there was a group of scientists who actually did studies on this adrenochrome. I don't know what's it called, like a cell or fucking
the adrenaline molecule.
The molecule. So because they thought it could do something like that, they actually thought that at the time it would cause almost like DMT, LSD. What are those called? What's that kind of drug called?
Psychedelics.
Psychedelic type thing. So they did studies on it for a little bit, but then all the studies were shut down and they never advanced any further. So which is strange, because what happens at that time, Donnie, in the early 50s, Hollywood blows the fuck up. It is the Hollywood era. So
look up Disney stuff. Look up Disney stuff and why they're attached to the satanic.
Don't hurt my feelings. Don't hurt my feelings right now.
Hey, I like Disneyland just as much as you, dude.
But
and I'm gonna go. I plan on going this year. But he was a fucker. He fucked.
So I'll get
everybody back in the day.
So
a lot of kids.
So what I think truly happened. let me just run through this real quick and then go on to that, because we gotta get into that. So what I think truly happened was they found that during these tests that it doesn't cause anything psychedelic, but it actually causes a regenerative system. And the governments shut it down, and then Hollywood grows to a superpower, right? Because before then, nothing's above the government. But times now, you look at it the way it is now, Hollywood and is up there. Like, fucking, they'll have some star break down and have a just to hide some government, you know, shit going on. We've seen this time and time again, right? To hide things they don't want to show, they cover it up with Hollywood stories and bullshit. Britney Spears, that's a whole other thing. We can get into that, but so I think they studied it, and I think they might have been doing that in the past, but I think by now scientists would have studied how to extract that and do chemically make that molecule for Hollywood to have for a certain price. I don't think they
like a synthetic version.
I don't think they necessarily need children. That's just the way we've seen science grow. That's just my idea, is that this may be a thing that happened in the past, but I don't think it happens anymore. I think it happens now because of power reasons and sexual reasons.
We don't know anything about the brain.
You think we don't know anything about the human brain?
Well, it's like what we know about the ocean. Exactly. What we know about the ocean. We know, it seems like we know a lot. We fucking really don't know a lot about it.
I think that's
like what we know about space.
Yeah, because they say that you only use like 98% of it, right? Of the human brain.
DMT thing works when you die or when you're born. They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know a lot of things about how the brain works, but they know the basics, like some receptors, this and that, left side, right side, but. It's impossible to know unless you're actually fucking part of the fucking anatomy.
Well, right, unless the rest of the brain is actively doing something, right? They only say you knew 98% of it. So how can they test something if it's not actively doing anything, right?
Yeah.
What is that brain truly capable of? It's like you go into the sea, right? You can't get a boat to this depth, which is 90% of the ocean.
Yeah.
Is there any more stuff you wanted to get on that, Donnie? Well, you kind of wrapped that up. Did you have any more questions about?
I seen those fucking articles, and they were deep. I want to hear the names. It was like Tom Hanks, Oprah, because Donnie sent this to me about 2-3 years ago, and it fucking blew my mind. It was articles.
Yeah.
Something that he said or he wrote. It was something that somebody else wrote, and they put facts in there. It was fucking weird.
Like, Tom Hanks is heavily involved and Oprah was involved. Like, during COVID, like, Oprah's house was being raided, but the news didn't say a word about it.
So there were pictures, like, too, you sent me.
There's pictures, yeah.
Well, nobody else has seen this stuff, Donnie. Go into it. What did you see? What is it about?
Well, this is like 2 years ago, dog.
Okay, who cares?
I sound like a fucking weirdo because I've seen this shit.
Who cares?
2 years ago, dog, like, Oprah's house got raided in Florida, dude, and like the FBI was in her shit, and like it was guesstimated that it was about like some child trafficking ring ran through her property because she was on a secluded island, like off the Keys or something.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean. Vibes. I think it could all be tied back to everybody's basically running their own Epstein Island in a certain way, right? Could be.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know why, if you had that much money, why you would want kids. I would want some badass bitches fucking.
Well, they can't.
Big ass tits, a big ass.
They can't. Their lives are not that. It's not that simple.
They want the weird famous. That's too easy for them.
Yes.
You can't be that famous and fuck someone normal.
One of the interesting, you can do this and you can go back in history and history. Actually, it's a very funny thing because I listened to a podcast called Twisted History Podcast, another Barstool thing, but they actually this week did Twisted History of Pedophiles, and it's more like short glimpse. They don't go too in depth, but they'll talk about certain ones. And like, especially during Roman times, right? Because the Romans are probably one of the like earliest big superpowers that reigned for a long time and then crumbled. A lot of their emperors or rulers and stuff like that, huge pedophiles. Huge.
Wasn't
huge
everybody pedophiles. A fucking pedophile until like the 50s? Like, there were like 30-year-old men marrying 12-year-old women.
Well, that's
shit.
The thing is, I mean, is
yeah, everyone's still gross. A pedophile.
I think it's not ingrained, everyone. Right? I think it's truly ingrained. I mean, you can look. Yeah, you don't even have to go to the
animal thing in you.
You can go back to the 50s. I mean,
that's fucking gross.
Mick Jagger, the singer for the Rolling Stones, he met a girl on tour that was 14 years old, hooked up with her, and then got her parents to release liability so she can come on tour with him, and then married her.
That's some R. Kelly shit.
I mean, yeah, R. Kelly that's
shit, dude.
That's
what
thing.
R. Kelly did with Aaliyah.
Yeah.
He was hanging out, like, actively hanging out at high school. Like, he had a problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude.
You see that
yeah.
documentary about him?
Yeah, I did watch that one. But well,
that's
then,
not even attractive. What
but
the
at the
fuck,
same time... At the same time, the people who agree who say that happened are being criticized by other people. That never happened. R. Kelly wasn't outside of high school. I was with him during those times. It's like so.
I think he was.
It's
he,
just so hard
creep.
To trust. But did you ever have you ever heard the conspiracy behind Aaliyah R. Kelly? The real conspiracy
no,
behind it because it includes.
You know, I've seen her in concert at Elgin Comfer.
It includes, I think. Beyonce and Jay-Z or something like that was they wanted basically you heard this right so they basically wanted R. Kelly and Aaliyah to become the new leaders of media and be the head of the Illuminati when Aaliyah wouldn't agree because they were I said on R. Kelly I mean how popular was R. Kelly when he married Aaliyah I mean just fucking nuts so when Aaliyah wouldn't agree because I don't think she exactly wanted to marry him in the first place. It was kind of a weird situation for her. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. I can't speak for her. She's dead.
He was a heartthrob back in the early 2000s. He was like the man.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like he was like he is just a few years back where he's still getting underage women and he's now like 40 or 50.
Oh, right? He was a good-looking young man.
Yeah, so whatever. So, but the idea is that she wouldn't go along with their agenda and that they killed her off to keep that secret, paid off R. Kelly. She wouldn't take the money, paid off R. Kelly. And then that's how they convinced Beyonce to get with Jay-Z and to create
that
powerhouse
retarded.
To become head of the Illuminati. And that's
so
in lame.
Retarded.
That's such a like I've never done research because I don't think the Illuminati
know,
is really the true thing. But
there's you know what Alex Jones did go to that fucking Bohemian Grove?
Yeah.
That was fucking crazy. You seen that documentary?
I'd never seen it. But I do know what
crazy.
You're talking.
He sneaks a camera in the Bohemian Grove. Sees the fucking where they burn a person, a fake person, obviously,
yeah.
And an owl speaks to them. It's a fucking weird ass thing. You need to watch it. Alex Jones, hella young.
Yeah, no, I've seen clips like on YouTube and stuff.
I watched the whole thing. It's fucking cool.
But I think
it's right by us too. It's up in Sonoma County.
I think that's just also kind of these elites of elites carry on these traditions from old. I treat that.
I don't think anything bad's going on there.
Yeah, I treat that just like Catholics going to church every Sunday. That's
yeah,
how I treat
or
that.
Us, it's or just, us having our crew and it's just our crew.
It's,
no one's allowed in unless you get permission.
It's an old, old way that they followed for years
Boy Scouts.
And years.
My boy timed out, dog.
No, he's right here.
Nice.
Donnie, you good?
Yeah, fuck rappers.
Why did you text me that you timed out?
Because I actually did, and I came back.
What do you mean timed out?
Like
he did, and it came back.
Your screen was frozen, dude. Your screen was frozen with your fucking mouth open.
Did it look something like that?
Yeah, rough.
Fucking
I've seen
A,
that
guys.
Face before.
Fucking A.
I mean, it's crazy shit. It is crazy
I
want to
hear
shit.
A conspiracy. Can I bring up a conspiracy theory?
Oh,
let's fucking go for it. Trapdoor exposes
think,
all.
Do you guys think Debo's leaving the Niners?
I have a conspiracy.
Okay. It's
no,
like,
everybody's saying.
Shitty conspiracy. I got one.
Shitty conspiracy, but the Niners take time on paying.
I got one for
Give
you.
Give me a good one.
I got one for you.
No, to
Kobe
answer your heart.
Accident,
to answer your question, Hardy, no. Donnie,
yeah.
Sorry.
Move on.
Donnie, what sorry. I'm sorry. Trying...
Okay. Can I go?
Well, the problem is, give me a second here, because the problem is your internet lags like shit. You got that poor internet over there. So, like, I'm waiting for you, and then you're not, we can't hear you, and then all of a sudden, your voice goes 10 speed, and your mouth starts going like that. Oh, so, a little inside the business here, Donnie's internet.
Okay, all right. Kobe Bryant's accident was not an accident.
Why?
Oh, my, I'm not going there. I am not going.
Why do you think it wasn't an accident?
Just a theory. Just a theory.
Give us a reason.
Yeah, what does the theory say? What does the theory say? Like, you got to break down what the theory thinks. Why?
Oh, I was reading that Kobe Bryant was actually in.
You can also say, I don't believe it.
Good part, Travis.
Go ahead.
I was actually reading that Kobe Bryant was in the middle of a fat court battle with Big Pharma, and he was about to expose in court of how like the big elites was getting close to exposing who's behind funding all like the adrenochrome and all that kind of stuff, and so they killed them. That's just a theory.
You read the good shit, dude.
Donnie's a monthly subscriber to the National Enquirer, and I love him.
Yo, yeah.
National Enquirer.
I used to believe
we're
that.
Lizard, we're all lizards.
My great grandma used to read that shit and believe it.
No, she didn't.
That shit on us. Yes, yes.
Out on the res? Out on the res?
No. No, this is my other side, my mom's side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She'd read it and she'd push it on us.
That's so funny. That's so funny. I remember when I was a child, right? You're walking through the store and you get to the
right at the cash register.
And it's right at the cash register, and it's literally it's next to fucking time. It's right next to all this stuff, and you're like, and as a kid, you don't know any different. You're like,
yeah,
who is
Bill Clinton shaking hands to a fucking alien?
You're like, who is JFK, and why did the mob kill him?
Yeah, well, that's I don't know if that's a conspiracy thing.
Well, I mean. That was shit that would be cover news every time the National Enquirer.
I'd see weird shit like Elvis is alive and living in Hawaii. And shit like
the photos of Tupac.
I saw that one. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Hitler's chilling in fucking Livermore.
Yeah, okay.
Very funny. Well. Donnie, do you have any more comments on
any more conspiracies? I don't have any more ready, but I'll bring it up when I think of one.
Yeah, please do, bro. Take another shot.
I already did.
Oh, he did it when he timed out. Here, cheers, boys.
Because when we're all doing the homie kick it, he gets deep with some shit, and I fucking love it.
Justin Bieber's last album, music video of Yummy. Justin Bieber was trying to expose everything.
I saw that. No, that's not what I saw.
What?
I saw.
I'm in the dark.
The Yummy, he was talking about baby, like eating babies.
Yeah. If you looked at about a year and a half ago, Justin Bieber's Instagram profile. He posted about 12 pictures of just newborns, just straight out of the fucking, and the captions were Yummy.
Yeah, to promote his newest album, Yummy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's disgusting.
The music video contained like old white people just. In indulging in just a bunch of fucking food, and that's symbolism from just indulging in sexual deviancy and their psychoticness. You know what I mean?
Do you think he might getting
their blood and all that kind of stuff? And then at the end of the music video, Justin's plate, his food was done, and at the center of his plate was a picture just imprinted on his plate of a baby picture of him on his plate. So it's all just like kind of like symbolism.
Do you think he might be doing that the way Chet Hanks clowns on his dad being the Illuminati and fucking around just to rile people up?
Well, that's what I was about to say, because when you're going to link it back to old old Instagram stuff, Tom Hanks had a string of weird Instagram stuff where he was
like a little girl's sock.
Yeah.
On the side of the road.
Little girl's sock abandoned on the side of the road, saying this weird, caption to it. And then, a little boy's glove stuck inside a fence with another weird caption to it. And just none of it explained. Mm-hmm. It could have a basic and simple explanation. The problem is that they never come out and say it. And then it's left to the people like Donnie and us to figure out what the fuck it all means, right?
Mm-hmm. So the thing about that, like, satanic stuff is one of Satan's.
I love this. Go.
One of Satan's beliefs is karma. They have to tell us what they're doing or else karma will go around and bite them in the ass. So they have these subliminal ways of telling us what they're actually doing. It's that phrase hidden in plain sight kind of shit. You know what I mean? So they're actually telling us what they're doing.
All right.
We just can't do anything about it.
Makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're scared of Satan.
No. What Donnie is saying is that they're following their satanic rulers and their things because you cannot just like Satan doesn't. Well, let's go back to the fucking Bible, right? The original story of Adam and Eve. Satan says straight up, you can have all the knowledge you want if you bite this apple, but you can no longer live in the Garden of Eden. He tells you what's going to happen. He's telling you what's going to happen.
There's a catch.
Yeah, I mean the whole thing when you look into like the Bible and weird things like that where they say, which it's all made up in the first place. So
it's
fake
as fuck, and I'm gonna get a lot of haters. Bible's a fucking
it's not real. So I mean, who gives a fuck? It's all fairy tales. But if you want to truly believe in what these people think, then true Christians and Catholicism, the times that they've altered the Bible to add different stories all treat of him as a liar and a deceiver. But if you look at the stories where he's convinced people to join him, he's always been at least open in some way, whether it's, you know, putting something in a, like when you talk about signing a deal with the devil, you got to read the fine print and stuff like that. That's a real thing because he's telling you it's in there. It's in there. Now, maybe it's not, you know, upfront and personal, but I don't know. I mean, that's all just fucking conjecture.
Yeah, this is all fucking, you know, theories and shit like that. We don't know anything. But
getting into conjecture. It makes you think. Yeah.
It makes you think. I mean, what the fuck? That's why I like this whole simulation theory is a thing.
Don't start with the simulation theory.
Are we in a simulation?
No, because last time I talked about what I fucking truly think's happening, you shut me down immediately. You said, this is boring. Don't talk about it.
Are we in a simulation?
We're not in a simulation. No. No, it's just...
If we are, they fucking simulated my life terribly.
Yeah, no.
I know, you got the shit end of the stick.
Yeah, fucking assholes.
We're not.
Fuck me.
Yeah, we're not in a simulation. It's just, you know, the weird coincidences and things cross over through the multiverse and time bending and things like that. I don't want to bore you guys too much.
Anyways, on a soft note, have you tried cooking anything new this past weekend? Anything new?
Oh, perfected the chili recipe the other day.
Did you really?
I literally perfected it. This is such a hard fucking left turn here.
I'll be the judge of that.
No. I'm actually curious because I like your chili.
I remember last time it was like thin, not thick really, super thin,
watery,
and it was a little too spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Oh, I had your spicy one. It was terrible.
Yeah, that was the only one I made. Altered it. Perfect.
Nice.
So
perfect.
I liked it. I like the spice.
Yeah. The spice.
What's
The spice wasn't bad for me either, right? I liked it. You liked it. Ken enjoyed it. It was good to dip the chips.
I just
good
don't like hot stuff.
Dip the chips in. But I've made it right now where it's just a little bit, get a little bit of kick on the end, but it's not spicy at all, right? Just a tiny bit of kick. Not, and then I got the fucking texture down. I know how to get the texture
a right. Little consistency to it.
Uh-huh. Like a true chili. It was, it's
nice.
It's good. I'll be making it next time for sure.
Nice. I want to tell you one thing.
What's
on the last
one?
Podcast?
Yeah.
You told me to fucking watch this dumbass Moonlight show, and it was fucking bullshit. So stupid. I refuse to watch another episode. It's probably the dumbest show I've ever seen.
The can you hear that? Donnie's frozen. He's trying to talk, and his internet again. Oh, there he is. He's back.
Fuck.
Yeah, no, I can't believe you guys.
You like it?
I love Moonlight. Moon Knight. Yeah,
it's so dumb.
Give me two reasons why.
I think it's 1B.
It's so stupid.
I think it's 2B next to WandaVision.
WandaVision wasn't that good.
I love WandaVision.
What?
Yeah.
What? It was okay. The moon,
Travis.
So
come
what do you
on, bro?
What do you want to know? Why do I enjoy it so much?
Give me two solid reasons why you like it, not just one that you're just gonna try and stump us on.
So one of the reasons I truly enjoyed it is I think I love the way they laid out this character, how he's got the different personalities, and how he's coming to terms with who he truly is. Because Mark Spector is his quote unquote true personality. And he's learning how to come to terms with having the split identity, Steven, and then he's trying to please Khonshu at the same time that he's doesn't want Khonshu to leave his body because he knows he's truly broken. If he doesn't succeed in the mission, Khonshu's going to jump to his ex-wife or his wife.
You're in love with the
whatever.
Story and not the show. The show is stupid. I get the story. If you read it in a book, it'd be fucking cool. But the show is stupid as fuck.
I'm not even done with my first point. Not even done with my first point, and you're already
doing it. Let's hear it.
Right?
Let's hear it.
So I think that whole dynamic and how they've laid that out throughout the episodes has been really well done. I like that they didn't jump in right into the action scenes and the big stuff with him in the Moon Knight suit, because then they don't have enough on the back end, right? You want this character to stick around. I think the best is to show a little bit at a time. People are complaining that there's not enough actual Moon Knight. I think it's done very, very well in a smart way. Building his character so you trust in him and then going to put into a film, and I think this is going to have a true dramatic ending too. Like, I think him and I forget the other evil character's name. Harlow, something like that, whatever. Matters not.
No.
But I think the dichotomy between them is really good, and it's visually shot well. There's tons of good framing. You got to understand how hard it is to frame all these different things when he's talking into mirrors, and you have to look at the different mirror shots and stuff.
No,
everything shot differently.
You agree? You
no
love,
one gives a fuck.
You
about
love the backstory,
mirror shots, bro.
We're watching the show.
The show is beautifully bullshit. Shot. They
no,
they,
it's not.
What
no,
are the,
it's
garbage.
Not.
Steven's a pussy, and I want him to fucking get out of here.
You just hate the character, and that's cool. You don't like this character. That's cool. You cannot say this show is not shot fantastically.
We're not talking about the production.
They fucking better. It's
a casual fan just watching it.
I love it. What do you mean? I love it. It's great. It's very entertaining. I'm not a regular fan. I'm not. How many movies have I mentioned to this person, that person, and they go, oh,
you break,
this is dumb.
When you watch something, you break down something, and you don't watch the movie. You're breaking it down. In a different
no,
way.
No, I'm watching
you're,
it more.
Other side of the brain.
No, I'm watching it more intently than everybody else.
That's what I'm saying. In your opinion, you're seeing things that everybody else doesn't see.
Yes. Yes, for sure. For sure.
So your brain's working 100 times more than the normal person.
Yeah. That's why I absorb it.
All. My brain works 25% less, and I think it sucks.
I knew you were gonna hate it because it's about an English dude and they're not even in America.
Oh. Oh my god, it has nothing to do with that. It's nothing to do with that.
No, it's a terrible
fucking stinks, dude. It's a terrible fucking character. It's a terrible time. It's they do it so terribly. I can't even fucking understand. Like everybody they go from point A to point B to point C to point A, F to point Z, and it's like, dude, I was on my phone on TikTok the whole episode 3.
That's explained.
That explains why you don't like it. You're not even paying attention. You don't understand what's going on. My
attention isn't grabbed. I'm sorry. I'm not infatuated with mirror shots.
My name's Steven, and I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Hey, I won't hate on you guys. Like I said this in the group text. You guys are all entitled to your opinion. I'm sorry you guys don't like it. But do not tell me that I don't like the show, and I'm just being bullshit. I love the show. I love the show.
I think you're full of shit. I think you're full of shit. I think you're lying to everyone.
I'll roast the show I'll pick apart a motherfucker. I remember when fucking Captain Marvel came out, I absolutely demolished the thing on this podcast. Absolutely demolished it.
What do you think was the worst? What do you think is the worst stream, Disney Marvel stream out of all of them?
What's the worst one?
This one.
So we've
this
got
one. Worst one.
We got Falcon.
I have one.
We got WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, Hawkeye, and then this.
This one and WandaVision.
I said WandaVision. Oh, and What If? There's the sixth one.
I think
the worst one is Falcon and the Winter Soldier. By far.
Yeah,
the plot's terrible.
Very underwhelming.
The plot literally goes hardly anywhere, and it never actually truly reaches what you want with these two characters. They bill it as because you look back to Captain America: Civil War and the back and forth between Bucky and I'm forgetting Falcon's name, Sam. Between Bucky and Sam is so funny, and then half the show, they're fucking split up. It's so dumb, it makes no sense.
It's like they shot the whole stream like on one block in England or wherever they're at in Europe.
Are you talking about this one?
Yeah, Falcon Winter Soldier.
Oh, you're talking about Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
A whole lot of fuss for a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's the worst one by far. Goes Falcon and the so we're going bottom to top. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Hawkeye. Actually, I'll put WandaVision here. Then I'll put Moon Knight. Then I'll put What If. Then I'll put Loki.
Moon Knight's not even over with. Okay.
Well, okay. I will concede there. If Moon Knight has a terrible ending, it'll drop. It will drop.
It should drop to. Okay, so I put Loki as number one. They're number one. That one was the best one out of all.
Yeah, by far.
And then and then I put Hawkeye. And then I put What If. And then I put what's the other one? Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yes.
That's not even the amount of shows that have been out.
No, then Wanda's the second worst, and then it's fucking seven new ones, the last worst.
Oh, so you're saying Wanda.
Oh, WandaVision. Oh, WandaVision second worst, yeah.
And then this and Moon Knight?
Absolutely. I mean, Moon Knight's not over with.
So far. Come on, Donnie. Play the game.
No.
It can change later. You don't have to hard stick to your things. Come on.
Maybe. We'll see.
You hear Portnoy on Full Send?
No.
It's a good one.
What'd he say? Was it a bunch of shit?
It's good. Yeah.
So I want to talk about this. This is pretty funny. This past Sunday, right? So I get, weekends wrapping up Sunday night. I'm chilling. I finally got done with I'm finishing up laundry. I got my last load out in the fucking laundry in the units. Cause we got our in apartment units literally on Tuesday. So I was finishing up my last load for $1.50, and I come back and I lay in bed and I sneeze so hard, so fucking hard. No, I literally hurt my neck all the way from like my back shoulder blade all the way up and around to the top of my ear, like where this headphone is, and I cannot get the pain around my ear to subside.
I've been telling you this forever. You're the oldest young man I've ever known.
I know, it's insane.
I've been telling you this for years.
Well, like
it's like you sneeze and you're in a car wreck.
It's so insane. Like it's not like it. What's it been now? It's been almost 6 days now. You know, by the time you're watching this, and I'll probably still have pain, it'll be a true 7 days. I've been taking ibuprofen, 600 milligram ibuprofens, and then I was taking muscle relaxers at the beginning of the week, just because it was so bad. But then the muscle relaxer started getting me less restless legs and restless arms, so I couldn't sleep at night. So then I had to lay off of that. But today, like, after I got off of work, because I only took that 600 ibuprofen at like 6 a.m., and I forgot to take one. By the time I got home, picked up the girls, and I was at Safeway at like 3:30, I couldn't even think. It hurts so bad right here.
You need to go to the doctor, bro.
Well, that's the thing is now I'm thinking I'm going to go to the doctor, and they're going to tell me that I have a fucking tumor or something.
That's what I'm saying. I've seen you go into a catcher's stance for 36 seconds, and you weren't able to walk for 2 weeks. So your body is fucking tearing apart. Like, you need to go to a doctor, dog.
And it's funny, too, because I'll be like, yeah, I could still do a case race.
I know. Like, I got it. Let's go. Let's fucking roll.
I still act like that all the time.
Like, fucking 25 and want to fucking act wild.
Well, Donnie knows, too. We played softball not
Donnie's
that many.
In better shape than you.
Don't
compare yourself.
That's not what I'm doing. I'm literally getting at Donnie watched me deteriorating over like 3 years of playing softball together.
Like 3 months.
It's like I witnessed your body turn to dust, like from Infinity War.
He's Benjamin Buttons.
I can still drink all these motherfuckers on the table.
You could drink a fucking 18 pack, no problem. Yet you can't throw to second base during a softball game because your arm is blown out of its socket. Because
my arm has already been thrown out. I could not.
And then his back's broken. Then his leg hurts. Then his
I could not warm up. We'd get to the game and Donnie would be like, You want to go throw the ball around? And I go, if I throw the ball around here during warmups, I will not be able to throw the ball to second base during a game.
I know. For like years, let's play catch. You're like, I could only throw like 10 balls. And we're good. I'm like, what? You're 22, dog.
So when you start playing catch with your kids, you're going to be like the opposite of the dad in Sandlot.
I'll be like, hey, throw the ball into the net. Go run over there, grab it, bring it back.
Give him the bounce back net.
those things were fucking dangerous, dude.
I had one, yeah.
Those things.
Chops a bunch of times.
Well, the thing is, too, like, so I remember at a time we were using it as like a backstop to actually play with each other.
Yeah.
And then
hit you in the back of the head.
You just you throw the ball weird and you're like, or the ball gets thrown weird and you're batting and all of a sudden that ball bounces up and fucking smacks you and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. It was a good
swing and a miss. Swing and a miss.
What time are you bouncing out tomorrow, Donnie?
Probably like 5 o'clock, 4:35.
I'm very excited for it. I wore the fucking
Me too.
I wore the fucking shirt for you, brother.
I got some inside information
I'm there in spirit, but I do want to give you a couple tips before you go, right? I already told you one, make sure you're hydrated tomorrow, right? He's got water in his hand. Make sure you're hydrated. Two is gonna be nice because you're going in with big homie. So there's going to be times, and I want keep this in the back of your mind. There's going to be times where you're like try and stay close to big homie as best you can. There's going to be times where you're like,
he'll be trying to stick with fucking Donnie.
I'm glad I got somebody to like keep me company. Because when I did my doings, I didn't have nobody. So there's these letdown times where it could get real, and you know when you're not doing anything, time moves really really slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any tips? Like,
I'm gonna go through them.
Hold on. I got questions. I got questions. If someone tries to fuck with me, who would I listen to? Is it someone wearing a particular shirt, like, or if it's just if they're trying to fuck with me, but it doesn't hold any credence?
Keep this in the back of your mind. The white shirts are your friends.
White shirts, okay.
The white shirts are your friends, buddy.
White shirts are okay. So red shirts is going to be the Kens, the Keiths, the Billies, those guys, right?
Well, your buddies will be there. Like, there'll be time.
And then the other red shirts.
Yeah. But white shirts are your friends. Also, keep your head down. Keep your head down and get through it.
So is it okay for me to mouth off at someone if someone tries to get fucking weird at me?
Keep your head down and the white shirts are your friends.
Because I'll snap at anyone. I ain't gonna fight anyone. I'm afraid of you. I will be fucking smart. You're gonna piss people off.
Make it through.
I don't care.
Keep your head down, Donnie.
Put your ego aside to one day.
Keep your head down. and white shirts are your friends. And remember,
my goal is,
if you hear five more minutes, you're almost there.
One person. Okay. Well, I want someone to want to fight me by the end of the day.
No.
Oh my God, Donnie.
Those are gonna be all your brothers.
Donnie.
You're going in for the wrong reason.
You got a long drive on the way there in the morning.
Think about it.
You better think about what you're doing.
Call Travis for information.
Because if that's your thought process, don't go, buddy.
Not gonna go well.
Don't go.
Do not.
And remember, at the end of the day, you're gonna get a nice fresh steak.
No, if I got something to say about it.
What are you talking? What is the?
Yes, I'm gonna go. I might go into work tomorrow. Yes.
What are you talking about? I just don't understand.
I might go tomorrow.
I'm just kidding, dog.
I might go tomorrow. Yes.
God. Fucking
Jesus.
He's
a red ass motherfucker. You know. You don't. What do you expect?
I expect too much. That's what I literally just expect too much.
Oh, Donnie.
but white shirts are your friends. Keep your head down. There'll be times where Ken and the boys will probably get you pulled aside. I elected to go for water just because it was hot that day. I don't know what the temperature is going to be. But they'll get you
in the mid-70s. Yeah, give me the mid-70s.
It's gonna be a good day. Hey, you know what? You know what? Have some fun, brother. Have some fun.
Yeah, I'm for sure.
I'll probably have
some fun with it for sure.
Travis, you heard the inside information, right?
Dude, I did this. I have the shirt. I know.
No. What Ken told you today?
Oh yeah. I'll try and get it. I'll see if Ken will send us a picture, and I'll see if I get the okay to post what we're talking about with the inside information is on our Facebook and Twitter.
The fans want it.
Yeah. But it's a clamper. So I may have already revealed a little too much than what other people like, you know.
You said the same shit. Ken already called me.
But not to the public. This is a boys group.
Well, so no, that's a weird thing too, because you're going to be going in with a huge class of PBCs, because there hasn't been a do-in since I had my do-ins. That's how long it's been.
Oh, that's right.
So, you're probably going to have a huge class of PVCs, but some of these guys, they get there like today to the campsites, and they start hazing these motherfuckers on Friday night, and it don't end till they leave camp Sunday. Until they finish their do-ins on Saturday afternoon. They don't give them any information. Who is that? I can't. Keith.
Yes.
Answer it.
Yes. Answer it online.
Answer it. Podcast. Tell him he's on the podcast.
Oh my God. Look at you guys. What's going on? What's going on, dude?
He can't hear you because you're
what? What's going on?
He misses you.
Muted us.
Trav.
Whatever. I couldn't really hear what he was saying anyway.
They muted us.
Yeah. Well, I muted him because he wasn't saying anything.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Yeah, I wish
he
didn't
hear me where he's at.
Yeah, I figured. They're probably over at Big Homies and there's no fucking internet at any of those places in Chowchilla, so. But I did want to talk. Congratulations, buddy. You're gonna have a good time. But what I was saying is that those guys who are going in, sometimes they don't even know, like, they're not even told keep your head down, or they're not even told, like, the white shirts are your friends. So, but it's just a good. And now this is on the internet, which I don't give a fuck. Who cares?
Did you guys listen to the Joe Rogan say with Mike Tyson?
No, I did not.
With
Mike,
I fucking hate
Tyson.
Yes, it's a fucking great surprise. I haven't finished it all the way through. I think it's hilarious how everybody fucking lets Mike Tyson talk their shit and nobody confronts him at all. They're just like, they'll talk some bullshit about some stupid shit, like some gods and this and that and that. And they'll just be like, oh, yeah, okay. They'll act like it's all fucking real.
You
want to
fucking taste that, buddy?
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't do the same thing. Fucking A. When I was growing up, that was the scariest man alive.
I wouldn't fucking argue with him. Also, I heard he's pretty well studied. I heard he's pretty well studied.
He is, but he talks some bullshit sometimes, too.
Well, I mean, which one of us doesn't?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You take what you know.
But
it's funny how
everybody fucking is scared around him and walk. I would be, too. There was a story when I was a kid where they were saying that he was at, like, an Ohio zoo one time. And they're giving a private tour. And there was a fucking gorilla that was acting up. And he was like, let me in there and I'll fucking put that fucking gorilla in check. Even on today's episode, he was saying, like, he owned tigers and lions because he was mentally unstable and he thought he could rule anything.
Yeah.
And
I did hear about that. Crazy. Yeah, I did hear about that before.
I've never heard about that.
Yeah, he literally.
Listen to the podcast today.
He literally thought nobody could stop him. It's so interesting. He thought nothing
he
on
God.
On God's green earth could stop him. But that's also what that promoter who like raised him basically. Not Don King, the guy before him.
Oh, the fucking
not the promoter. His trainer.
Dad.
His trainer.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what he instilled in his brain, right?
That guy was a hypnotist, and hypnotized him multiple times.
Yeah, I truly believe that. Truly believe that. Another thing I do want to, like, we're talking about the shows. I finally started to get into Winning Time since you were talking about it last time.
They changed the name after episode 3. They changed the name. It was Showtime.
Oh, really?
Showtime. Fucking.
I thought it was always called the Winning Time.
No, it was called Showtime.
Oh no, shit!
Showtime Lakers. Yeah, the Showtime Lakers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have
Showtime
you
game with cease and assist?
Have you watched it, Donnie? He won't like it, but it's about basketball, so
he won't like it.
I'm one season.
The only
what?
The only basketball thing I've seen was the Michael Jordan one.
That was so
that was
long.
A good one.
That was so long. Oh my goodness!
But it was good.
But the problem is that I don't think it was. Like for the amount of hourage that's out there, I don't think that every single hour was actually enjoyable. Like every time at the beginning of every new biography or every new episode, a quarter of the stuff was things they've already talked about in the last one.
It's not meant for us real sports fans. It's meant for somebody who doesn't who's heard of Michael Jordan's shoes and they want to know the story.
I guess. But it's a true trend in, and that's also a different thing between what winning time is and what that is, because winning time is a dramatized docu-series. So funny. It's not really like some of the stuff is not really true. Yeah.
After the third episode, they changed the name. It was so funny.
So I'm one episode away from the final, I'm on the finale, but I haven't started it yet. Last night, I finished up the second to last episode, which was the main portion of that was all about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's kind of story behind it. And dude, that episode was just absolutely riveting. That is probably
because the titties in the ass.
Titties in the ass. What titties in ass?
Oh, you didn't see. Oh, you don't see when they showed every episode. There's titties in ass.
I mean, maybe, but probably. I wasn't.
That's why I love it.
I wasn't. Oh, my bad. I wasn't talking about that.
I got off track.
One scene in particular that really grabbed me, because they were going back to his past and why the way he is right now with the Showtime Lakers as it is. And how he's got to this mental state, and they go back, and then he's driving home, he ends up going to the mosque after being confronted by Magic, and he's reliving these memories, but you don't go off of his face. They have the camera panned on him driving, and in the lenses of his glasses, they're showing these memories that we've seen throughout the beginning of this episode. And I saw it, and it was like 9:30 last night, 9:45 last night. I'm in bed watching it on my phone, and it truly made me gasp on how beautiful of a scene that was. And the culmination, nice. And then he drives into the mosque. Loved it.
It's a dope ass show.
Could you reenact the way you gasped?
Let me get it later.
Could you reenact it? If it was so big, let me see it.
I'm watching it like this. Yeah, I'm laying in bed.
Oh my god, look, you look like Bigfoot, dude. You look like Sasquatch right there. Oh my god. What the fuck? What are you?
I think
that's exactly what I did.
You look like the Squatch.
I look like the Squatch. Dr. Squatch. So, no, I think the show is absolutely phenomenal. But that's directed by Adam McKay. That's done by a great director and writer.
I like how they make Rick Berry is fucking a maniac.
I haven't seen Rick Berry yet.
He's in the first episode.
When's he in the first episode? Is he one of the side characters on the team?
No, he's the main one of the main ones.
No, you're not talking about Rick Berry. You're talking about who's the logo?
Not Rick Berry.
Yeah, it's not Rick Berry. It's Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus.
Is Rick Berry even a player?
Rick Berry played for the Warriors. He's the famous granny shot guy. Oh my god, hold up. I'll find this really quick.
The logo. You know what I'm talking about.
Jerry West.
No, Jerry West is the owner.
It's
I thought Rick Berry.
No,
was
it's
the
Jerry West.
Shot guy.
Jerry West. Jerry West was a player. He's literally the logo.
Okay, yeah.
He's the NBA logo. He lost to the Celtics.
It's
he
Jerry West.
For, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking about Bus.
Jerry Buss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just super interesting. I loved it. Loved it.
I was telling you, it's a great show.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's modern and old school the same way.
I also love the way Adam McKay does stuff. Have you guys ever? You've seen Adam McKay stuff. Have you guys ever watched the Big Short? Have you guys watched The Big Short?
I have.
Donnie?
Yeah, with Christian Bale.
Is Christian? Huh. Yeah, I think Christian Bale's in it.
You're delaying again, man.
Christian Bale, the guy from The Office, I forgot his name, Steve Carell.
I love Steve Carell. He's one of my favorite actors in the world.
He's great. He really is.
Steve Carell was awesome in that movie.
In everything. Name one thing he's bad in. He's great in everything.
Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Christian Bale, Brad Pitt, Jeremy Strong. Huge cast from that one.
What are you looking at?
Looking at the cast of The Big Short.
Why are you looking up?
My laptop's here, and my monitor is there. Yeah. That's
when
why.
When you squint, dude, you squint like my son, like, is this?
I can't fucking like see. That. I can't see. Dude, it's insane. I cannot see.
Like, you need glasses, dog.
But, like, I can still see, like,
I'm scared to go to the doctor.
The signs on the...
Well,
I don't have money to pay for fucking glasses, to be straight with you.
What about your work?
I mean, I'm sure I have fucking vision, but it ain't gonna be great. But...
Yeah, like, I got good health care, and my vision's not really included in it.
Yeah, you have to pay extra for that a month, and...
You're about
yeah.
to have excellent fucking health care when you join the fucking IBEW. That's about to be fucking clean as shit.
Yeah, my eyes fucking hurt. So like, if I don't know what I'm gonna watch, or if I don't have an idea, if I don't catch something really early, I have to take a break from searching through like Netflix or whatever on my TV, because my fucking
really?
I'll start getting a headache. Because I'm looking
really?
And I'm trying to fucking read everything, and I'm trying to see, and it'll give me a headache. So I have to just, you know, figure it out.
That's fucked, bro.
That's all right. It ain't that bad. I can still
yeah,
see.
I
still see the street signs fine. No big deal. Baseball started though. Have you guys been watching much baseball?
None.
No.
None.
Me either, dude. It's been rough. It's been really rough.
None. When they traded away everybody, I was super discouraged.
Oh, just talking about the A's.
Yeah, well, I mean, what am I gonna watch?
Everyone.
I don't got that much time to fucking watch regular games.
Yeah,
I don't got that much time.
Yeah,
we have kids. We do our we have family.
No, you're exactly
we have
right.
Our girls, we everything. Like we can't just watch.
Dude,
the Indians and the Braves fucking on a Wednesday.
When I was working at Old Dominion, and when it wasn't Little League season or I wasn't coaching, it was fucking prime. During the beginning of baseball season, like towards opening day, because I'd get off at fucking 10 in the morning or whatever, and I'd just sit down, and at 10 in the morning, you're catching a fucking, like, somebody on the East Coast is playing a day game, so you're catching that. Then you hop over at about noon, and the fucking Cubs are playing, or the Braves are playing, and it just goes all day long, and you got baseball, and then all of a sudden, you just go to bed. You know? May not catch the end of the Dodger game, but you get to bed. That's always fun.
You're gay.
I'm gay. Fuck you.
Have you watched King of the Sting? Do you still listen to that?
Yeah, I watched the one that they posted last night. They've gone to Patreon.
What are your opinions on fucking fag face Chris D'Elia? Sore.
He's all right. I think he brings a good dynamic where they could get after him in a way. I do think he's a little bit funny, but
he's a little bit funny, but I don't like the way he's trying to say I don't know.
So his funny is like interrupting you because I'm better than you, kind of funny.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
You're stupid.
Which is funny. Or hold up. Excuse me. I was talking, and then you talked, and I didn't. Well, get to the fucking joke and get on with it. It's a podcast. Yeah, that's why his podcast is a podcast by himself, because that's what he really wants to do. I used to think it was funny and charming. Like now, I'm just kind of like I'm kind of done with this.
Theo shits on him like, you're a fucking retard.
Yeah, yeah.
Theo, get on his ass.
And
I'm a big Theo fan.
I love Theo. I see why
his,
why
his
they're
last special stuff.
I personally like the group of Eric Griffin, Stevie.
I like Eric a lot.
Eric Griffin, Stevie, Brendan,
and
Theo. I thought that was the perfect element. That was the perfect element.
I'm a
element.
Big Stevie Weeby fan.
Yeah, he's very funny.
And a Bobby Lee fan. Yeah. Found it.
Case race. Coming to you soon.
Bro, yeah. You think
you guys
they can really drink between three of them? You think they could drink 12 beers? I call bullshit.
So the issue is
I call fucking bullshit.
I think Cheese can paced out though. So I don't know what he can do in a race.
Yeah, it's a race.
It's a race. That's the problem. It's a race.
You really want to do it? If you really
because I know you hate losing at anything, and you're fucking, you hate losing, so you would fucking get yourself alcohol poisoning instead of losing them.
Yeah. Well, I gave my, I've gave myself alcohol poisoning for fun.
That's what I'm saying. They're not beating you.
I think the fastest I've ever finished off a 12 pack was probably about 3 hours and 15 minutes.
You could, I know,
but that's also me not trying.
No, but I've seen you. You could drink 6 beers in one drink. They're slow and makes you look like you're gonna throw up, but you could drink 6 without a problem.
Oh yeah, easily
before you even start.
Yeah,
before you even start.
I mean, I've fucking shotgunned 24.
You just go that weird like you're throw up, but you're not.
Yeah, no.
You, I've been around you long enough.
You're
you can always, do 6 easy.
Yeah, you're always telling me like, dude, you look like you're gonna puke.
Yeah, because you do this weird facial expressions.
Yeah, it's just how it goes down, and it goes down so easy. I fucking put them down like butter.
No, I'm used to it. That's why I'm sticking up for you. Yeah. I know you could do 6 without even feeling anything.
Yeah, it would, and it would honestly, I'd probably invite one of you two motherfuckers to come do it with me.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is the thing is, we're doing a case race, so it would probably be.
I would get Ken.
I could do Ken, yeah.
I'd get Ken.
Well, the thing is, it'd be like Coors Light. Right, because it's a can.
That's Ken's specialty.
Everybody drinks those, but you drink the IPAs, don't you? Think you can knock?
I can drink those water beers. But I don't get drunk. That's why I don't do it.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
I can drink 20 of them.
That's the thing. That
when I go to Chowchilla, I drink 30 of them, and I'm like, all right, let's go. What are we doing?
That's the problem that fucks people up is that they get that after about 6 or 7 of them, they start getting fucked up. I've had 6 beers in a 30-minute sitting and not felt anything. Until I had a cigarette.
I've seen it.
Donnie knows, too.
I've seen you drink 20 beers easily and still be walking.
It's disgusting.
And I've seen you drink 33 beers and knock over a stop sign.
not some proud moments there. Yeah, no, they literally,
I've been there.
They have zero chance at winning this thing. I want to push to really get this thing going.
Like, I think they're just fucking with you. You're not giving them the ammunition they want.
It don't have to be for Tyler's contract because Ty can do whatever he wants. But
don't see that they don't want to hear that. They want you to fight for him. That's why they're doing this.
Well, I don't.
You guys are fighting for a contract.
No, Tyler signed.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, Tyler signed a contract with Curveballs and Chair Shots, which is Cheese and Dominic Hobson, right? That he would no longer come on this program
and I mean, what kind of stupid shit is that?
I don't know. And that's what I tried to figure out when I first hit him up. Was I was like, oh shit.
Is it just a piece of paper typed on Word?
That's not a contract. 2 weeks ago to fucking Hardy, I go, it wasn't notarized, so technically it's not a real contract. But my brother seems to be treating it like one. And when I questioned him about it, I said, What's the bit? What am I supposed to be doing here? I love a little push-pull. Why don't you inform me so I can play this game? But everybody acted like it was super serious. So guess what?
I'm super serious.
I think that's the bit. I think that's the bit. They don't even know what they're doing, so they're just being super serious about it.
That's what I told them.
Yeah.
That's what I told them, Donnie.
Like they have this awesome fucking funny idea in front of them. And it's funny, too, because they watch wrestling, right?
And
it's completely fucking bullshitted, fabricated, fake. It's more about their fucking acting than it is about...
Than it is about this.
But the idea that works with professional wrestling is that these motherfuckers know the other side of the bit. They're doing their side, but they're not letting the heel do his side over here. So
I usually crush people's bits like that.
just let me know what's happening, and I can fucking go in. But now I've talked about this twice on here, so
now you're mad.
But I would love to do a case race, and if that's gonna quote unquote null and void Tyler's contract, I'll of course invite him back. I want my brother back.
Why are you abiding by a contract that's not even a contract?
Well, I'm not abiding by.
Fuck them. They're two fucking kids. They're fucking dumb.
It's
damn, dog.
You're starting a war. Oh my god! They're gonna bully you for your brother.
They're gonna try to jump you now.
No, no. That's the problem. Is like I love my brother, and I would of course want him on here. But like I'm not.
I miss Tyler T.
Yeah. No.
This
like
is Tyler shit.
I love. You know what's funny too? I listen to that podcast and
How is it? I've never listened to one.
So when I used to listen to, I enjoy it because.
No. How is it now?
It's now it's interesting because we have Tyler in there who knows how to get a riff going, right? He knows how to get something like this going. Cheese is super technical and he's super tight. He's broadcaster like type.
You're creating enemies by the second.
He is. He's broadcaster type. And he can riff with somebody who knows how to riff. But then you got Dominic Hobson over there who will not understand a riff. And then he doesn't know anything about sports either. So,
little guy told me about him.
Hey, that's what you're battling up against,
Vicky said.
Contractual fight. Contractual fight for Tyler.
Well, case race apparently. Which, you know what? I might pull ultimate heel move and fucking.
I'd do it by yourself.
And fucking win the case race and just piss on the contract and piss on Tyler and say, you can still have him. Well, now I think I'm playing into the goddamn thing, so I don't know what the fuck is going on.
That's what they want.
God.
That's the equivalent of free labor.
Only took me a glass of whiskey and two PBRs to get here.
Attaboy.
Using your brain 100%.
A full glass of whiskey. How are you looking on time? We've been running for like an hour or so. Not that long. Hour 30. Hour 30. You guys got anything else you want to bring up? I mean, RIP Dwayne Haskins, RIP Gilbert Gottfried.
Hey, that shit hurt my feelings for real, bro. Both of them.
Which one? Ooh. Oh, both of them, yeah.
Both of them, but it's especially Dwayne Haskins, just because you're so young. Donnie broke the. And we were playing Warzone, and Donnie broke the information to me. That shit really hurt my feelings.
What was the news? What actually happened with him? Because I never ended up seeing.
I don't know that. I don't.
Got ran over by garbage.
A dump truck. Yeah.
Oh no!
I don't know that. Yeah.
It was Sid from Toy Story 4.
Freeway. But. when you're 24 years old, fuck, you shouldn't be gone that quick.
Yeah, no, it's sad regardless, you know.
And Gilbert Godfrey,
Gilbert Godfrey lived a good life, man. It's good to, you know.
Yeah, he was dope. He was dope as motherfucker.
Well, it just stinks because you got him and you got Bob Saget and Norm MacDonald. And they're just all,
Bob Saget OD'd?
No way.
I wouldn't count that out.
Did you hear what they said about his head damage?
What do coroners make it an hour?
What a coroner? I don't know. No idea. Let me Google it.
Yeah, please Google it.
Oh, sorry. I'm on YouTube fucker writing a pussy. Yeah.
If I was famous and I wanted to hide my family's information, can I give you $5,000 just to shut the fuck up?
Well, I heard this came out in a leak. Coroner.
This is go back to what Donnie was talking about at the beginning.
Coroner salary. Hold up. Coroner salary in California, $29 an hour was the first thing I seen.
Exactly.
But that was in Florida as well, so maybe less.
And worse. You can't be bribed.
So you think that there's something?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that. I don't think anything.
No. I want. Oh,
I don't think my mind's just open. Like anything can happen. I don't believe. I don't believe anything. That's
okay.
What I think.
All right. I don't believe anything. I'm just here to talk about things.
When it comes to with celebrities, I don't believe fucking anything that comes out. Anything with celebrities.
Yeah.
Hell no.
When money's involved. I don't believe shit.
Not a fucking word. Because Bob Saget, you don't know if that death is like related to like a fund of money being released to like his kids or something, or like a relative, and it has to be like categorized as something and then released to them under a certain like, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
He was taking opiates or something. If that was my family member, and had money? I'll give you 12 fucking thousand to keep that a secret.
Found dead in his hotel room. No signs of foul play.
Well, you know what the corner said? The only thing that could have happened is he fell down the stairs or somebody hit him in the back of the head with the baseball bat.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
No foul play, no drugs involved. Yeah, he's just found dead in his room.
Yeah.
Just found dead in his room.
That's weird. I start throwing red flags immediately.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying is that there's some red flags, but I mean, matters not. Like he dies, and I think all three of those guys, all three great comedians, leaving a huge, huge empty hole in the
Dwayne
comedy
Haskins
game.
Dwayne Haskins was not a comedian.
Who? No, not Dwayne Haskins. No.
You said all three comedians.
No. Gilbert. No. Like I said before, Gilbert Gottfried, Bob Saget, and Norm Macdonald. Okay. Yeah, because they've all died recently. Those three guys leaving it. Dwayne Haskins.
Norm had cancer, though. And yeah. He was a savage. He didn't want to tell anybody.
Yeah, didn't tell nobody, man. But, I mean, like, it's just sad.
I could spill it.
It's a huge hole leaving those guys out, you know. They're not here with us anymore, and they're very funny. And they're influential to millions of, like, who's telling the amount of people they've influenced? It's especially with Bob Saget's reach and Full House. And
you're way deeper than I am. I just think it's so sad when anybody.
I don't think celebrities or sports players should be role models of any sort.
Well, it depends.
Damn,
what,
dog.
Well, hold up. This is a whole different conversation here because this depends. You cannot just say a blanket statement like that. It depends. You can't have role models.
Yes, I can.
Why do you think they should never be role models, but your parents should?
So you're gonna go off what someone's portrayed on TV, a movie, the internet that you don't even know. You don't know what they're like. They're behind closed doors.
No, they're just acting
a certain way. Bob Saget played as a character. He was a comedian. You don't even fucking know him.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. It does not matter. It does not matter. The people that he reached doing Full House, the character that he played.
I love Full House.
The character that he played.
It's cute. It's
Donnie,
cute.
Who the fuck did you look up to when you were a kid?
No one.
Oh my God. That's the most hard-o shit I've ever heard in my life. I didn't look up at anybody. Where did you learn your values from?
That's why he needs his own podcast, his own segment. Donnie's so interesting.
I'd say my parents.
So what do your parents do behind closed doors?
They're just at home.
Really? Do you think so?
I know them, and I grew up with them.
Yeah, what do they do behind closed doors, Donnie? You don't know because that's your argument. That's your argument you're making for anything. You look up to who you look up to. They may have faults.
I lived with them.
Yeah, but you didn't sleep with them in their bed when your dad was like up late at night, horny. He's like, lick my asshole.
So me sleeping with them then quantifies me knowing them behind closed doors.
Well, when do they have personal time, right? That's all I'm arguing is you're like, you can't trust anybody because you don't know who they are behind closed doors. But behind their bedroom door.
I mean, let's just put it this way. Do you even know where like these celebrities hang out at, who they hang out with? Just in common circles?
No, that's the point I'm making. It does not matter.
I know who my parents hung out with.
But what did your parents do when they went to bed at night and closed the door and said, leave us the fuck alone?
They slept.
That's what you think. Look, this is the most honest, humbling shit of all time. Do you not see how this is hilarious?
What are you doing?
Do you not see how this is hilarious? Will you laugh?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Were you laughing at my joke? Were you laughing at my joke?
You're making my own point for me.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, this guy's internet can't
who do
even.
Who you look up and why?
Huh? Sorry. Hold up. Everybody, pause. Pause for a second. One, two, three. Donnie, talk.
I said, who do you look up to and why?
Who do I look up to and why? All right. So this is interesting because when I break it down into certain things. I look up to my dad as a dad because behind closed doors, apparently he was addicted to prescription drugs, and he was a alcoholic that couldn't control it. What are you shaking your head for?
It's unnecessary.
Well, we're gonna break this thing down. We're gonna talk about it. I mean,
no, he asked what you look up to.
So I look up to him as a father. He wants to say because you can't look up to somebody who's got a bad past. My dad was a good dad to me, regardless of these things that were obviously going on in his life that I found out later. But that was hidden behind a closed door. Donnie's saying you cannot look up to somebody that you don't know what's. At the time I looked up to him, I did not know this was going on behind closed doors. And then I found it out later.
Let me tell you guys something. I look up to both of you guys for different reasons.
Oh, this is good. I love this. This is going to be a cocksuck fest.
Yeah, no. I look up to you for your love, your caring, and your integrity. And Donnie, the way he's so hardcore, and he sticks with his guns, and he's fucking so gung-ho and what he believes in.
I'm fucking wrong. I know I'm wrong all the time. I'm not going to try.
But it's okay to be wrong.
I'm not fighting the fight to be right. Like, I just.
We're all right.
Who I am.
And we're all right. We're all wrong.
Hardy, I looked up to you for a long time for your loyalty and friendship. You have really strong bond with people. You do. You do. Since we're doing this whole thing, you do. You truly do.
Thank you.
Is that one of those snap bracelets, Donnie, from 1992?
One of those bracelets.
Yeah.
Someone wants to slap it on his wrist.
Donnie will slap around his penis. It'll go around 18 times.
I know. 18 times.
Damn. No girth. Got that. No girth.
No girth at all. No girth at all.
No, just.
All right, well, gentlemen, it's been a great fucking episode. I appreciate you coming on today. This is going to be one for the ages. What are you doing, Donnie?
We need to do it again, man.
Looking for my back stretcher.
I want Tyler to be on here with us.
I'll see if he wants to break his contract. What?
I'll throw in like...
No, don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud.
I'll throw in 38 cents.
38 cents? I maybe got a couple pennies.
That contract.
Maybe got a couple pennies. Well, let's just go.
Yeah, I spent a nickel.
Let's just go beat him in the case race. Let's go beat him in the case race, and then we'll deal with it after.
I'm in.
Let's do it. We'll do it.
Those two idiots.
Don, you guys got any final closing thoughts for this one?
I do.
Yeah. Shoot.
Hey, I love you too, both. Hey, Donnie, good luck tomorrow, man. I wish I was there. Unfortunately, I got to work, but fuck, bro. Have the time of your life, man. I'm fucking envious of you.
Appreciate it.
I'm very envious of you, and I wish the best for you.
Appreciate you, dog.
Donnie, good luck tomorrow. Do you have anything else to say?
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. You guys got a drink?
I mean.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Donnie left before I can do the true outro, but as always, go follow us on follow us on Twitter at Trapdoor Pod. Go like the Facebook page Trapdoor to Hell. With this video and the video from 2 weeks ago is on YouTube. The full length podcast is on YouTube, just as this one will be Trapdoor to Hell on YouTube. Email us any topics you want to talk about at trapdoorpod@yahoo.com. Appreciate you listening as always, and everybody have a fantastic week.
Miss you, Tyler.
You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. Yeah, straight out of Oakland, Alameda County, San Lorenzo, yay, proud to be a townie. They drop F-bombs cause they go off homes, but don't trip, take a trip to the moron zone. Go hard, bro, we ain't soft like ballads. Put us on the map, we don't ever toss salads. Curveball, it's a Dumbo drop, and we post it on the deck like a Funko Pop. Let's go. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know.
From the town to the birds, put your hands to the sky. Hands to the sky, we about to get live. If you from the town, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the east coast, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the dirty south, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky,
you're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a track door to hell, I'ma let them all know.